Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Ladies, if you want the whitest Oxydol wash in history, the cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world, you want to get new white Oxydol, the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Now, with new white Oxydol, you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. Yes, whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
White is right. And that wonderful new Oxydol whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxydol. Your oldest towels will wash whiter than you ever thought possible. Tablecloths and napkins will sparkle bright as new. And when you come to washable colors, sun suits and cotton prints and slacks, you'll know new white Oxydol is truly safe. You've never seen them wash brighter than they will now. Once you see the way new white Oxydol washes clothes, white, dazzling white, colors beautifully bright, you'll make this whiter, whiter soap a regular wash day habit. So get some now before another week goes by. Your dealer has it. Next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol, the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. So whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, it may be so much ado about nothing. And then again, it may not. But Joseph does seem quite interested in Ann Morrison, the celebrated photographer who is doing that picture story of Rushville Center for a national magazine. And far from resenting it, Miss Morrison seems to like Joseph. In fact, yesterday, Joseph summoned up enough courage to go into the hotel and invite Miss Morrison for an evening walk, which is how we come to find them now. Well, they're idly strolling along the river now, and, well, listen.
There's an old mill down there a ways, Miss Morrison. That ought to make a pretty good picture for you. You know, it's quite a landmark around here. It's supposed to have been built before the Revolution.
Joseph, have you been angry with me?
What? When?
Oh, for several days now. In fact, I have the feeling that you still haven't completely forgiven me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the first time you've called me, you know. And I doubt whether you'd have phoned me tonight, asked me out for this walk, if I hadn't happened to be hanging out the window when you passed the hotel, trying to coax in a chance breeze or two.
Well, I...
You promised, you know, to take me around and show me the sights.
I've tried to explain. Well, you know, I've been busy and...
Yes, I'm sure a milkman's life must be very exacting. But that still doesn't explain the other night.
When?
When Mr. Sinclair and I had dinner with all of you at your ma presence. You weren't even going to have dinner with us, were you?
Why, sure I was.
Oh, no, you weren't. Everyone was very perturbed when you didn't come home.
Well, I was tied up. I had something to do.
No. No, a woman is just naturally intuitive about such things, Joseph. It was quite obvious. Ma, her two daughters, they were very disturbed when you went home. And, of course, when you did appear finally, you hardly addressed a word to me the rest of the evening. Beyond, like some bread. Here, have some celery. Have a cheer. Sit down. Drop dead. Why, Joseph? Wherein had I sinned?
Oh, that's silly. What do you mean, sin?
I'm a hard woman, Joseph. I don't make friends very often. But when I do, I... Now, something was troubling me. What?
Look, I wish you'd forget it,
huh? Annie the Elephant, they call me. I never forget.
Well, oh, it's nothing. Honestly, it was just... Well, it was the night of the Pendleton reception for you and Mr. Sinclair. I hadn't planned to go, and then the last minute I had a call.
You had to deliver some whipping cream.
Yeah. Well, I was out in the kitchen. You came walking out looking for a glass of water. That's what you said, at least.
What do you mean, Joseph, that's what I said? It was the truth.
Was it?
Why, yes, of course.
Didn't know I was out in the kitchen at all, did you? Well, that's what you said, wasn't it?
Why, yes, I... Oh. Oh, I remember now. That's right, of course. No, you're quite right, Joseph. I did lie to you. I knew all the time that I should meet you out in the kitchen. That's right. I talked to your friend. What's his name? Shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so very right. It was all quite deliberate on my part. I saw you through the window and I felt I'd like to know you.
Well, that's what I meant.
Of course. That was my first impression. Very charming. Someone I'd like to know. But also proud. And that's why I didn't come walking out in the kitchen and say, "Hello, Joseph. I've just been talking to your friend, Shuffles. He's told me all about you. I know your name and everything. Come, you and I are going for a walk. I've designated you to rescue me and take me away from this most boring of all parties."
Oh, well, it's just so much water over the dam now.
Joseph, I wondered. You were so charming that night, showing me around the town, the dairy where you worked. I was very let down when I didn't hear from you again. I couldn't understand why.
I'm sorry.
You know, we're forever getting into situations like the other night. Alfred and I mean, Mrs. Sinclair. Every time we get a new assignment, there are always these dull receptions and parties. I loathe them, honestly. And that's why the other night at the Pendletons was such a wonderful contrast. I mean, the reception itself was simply awful. It was what followed, though. I mean, that delightful walk we took. Our talk about the town, the people. I'm so sorry you resented my trickery, Joseph.
But I don't resent it. You don't understand.
You see, I felt it. Even with that short glimpse of you that I had through the window, that you were important. The people at the reception weren't. No. And so I conspired to meet you.
I'm glad you did.
Oh, are you, Joseph?
It's just that... Well, you know.
Oh, sure. You just don't like to have strange women pick you up.
Oh, it's not that.
Being so.
No, I mean, it wasn't that. It embarrassed me.
It embarrassed
you? Yeah, my head was going round. Oh, look, you can begin to see the old mill now, huh? Look, that's the water wheel there. It's been abandoned for years, of course, but it's...
Oh, Joseph, you last of the Mohicans, you. So I embarrassed you. Oh, that's wonderful. Joseph, tell me about yourself.
You mean just like that?
Uh-huh.
Not much to tell. I'm just a milkman who enjoys playing baseball for a hobby and... Well, that's about all.
No. You're not that simple.
It's not...
I'm both baseball players and milkmen, and you don't fall into either pattern.
Where did you learn about milkmen?
You'd be surprised. A long time ago, I was working on a newspaper.
Uh-huh.
I was on the dawn patrol. There was a little lunchroom down the street from the paper. I always used to go there around 5 o'clock in the morning for coffee. And there were some milkmen who used to patronize the place before starting out on their route. Well, they weren't at all like you. Interested in old mills. And even the baseball players I've known. I did a series once on the New York Yankees. I went down to their training camp and everything. They liked to talk about themselves.
Well, maybe if I were one of the New York Yankees...
No... You still wouldn't talk. Just the set of your jaw. Oh, boy, Joseph. Don't you think it's fitting for a man to bare his soul to a woman?
Oh, now, Lord.
I'm an awfully good audience. Really, I am.
Well, there's nothing to talk about. I'm just a guy, that's all.
Nope, I can't accept that.
Well, it's true.
But even if it were, I couldn't accept it. After all, I do have my pride, you know. I can't let it be said that out of all the palpitating men in Rushville Center, I picked one who was nothing. Joseph.
Huh?
Are you afraid to talk to me?
I don't know what you mean.
You know, I think there's a great point. What greater joy than life than just to sit back and talk and let the words come as they will. Not have to worry about saying the right thing because you know the other fellow understands.
Right. Oh, now, Lord.
All right. I'll behave. I won't say another word.
All right.
Now, you tell me all about the old mill. I suppose George Washington slept there, too?
Washington?
Yes. Back east, every self-respecting place of historic interest, Washington slept there.
Well, I doubt that Washington was ever around these parts. Dan'l Boone might have slept there. Well, this was his territory, you know.
What? Oh, George, you're a very funny young man.
Funny?
Oh, I don't mean a funny. I mean a very good funny. A nice funny. Look, isn't there some place we can go sit down and talk?
Well, yeah, sure, if you'd like. Well, let's see, where are we? Oh, yeah, there's a knoll down there a ways, a hill back from the water. Well, I mean, people go there and sit. There aren't any benches or anything.
Oh, Piffle, who wants benches?
Well, okay, if you'd like.
Very much.
What?
I'd like very much to go and sit on that knoll.
Okay, swell. Fine, let's go.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
It's the biggest wash day news since Oxidol. Now, new white Oxidol washes clothes whiter than ever before. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. See how white this new Oxidol is. But more important to you, see how white it gets your wash. Whatever the weather, even when you dry your clothes inside, new white Oxidol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. It's white. A wonderful whiteness that stays in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxidol. And just see how bright it washes your colored clothes. You'll know new white Oxidol is truly safe. Now, your dealer has new white Oxidol now, so get some. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Joseph seems to be getting along quite famously with the glamorous Miss Morrison. She's quite a contrast, too, to any other women he's ever known. Well, we'll hear more from the two of them tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.